The issue now is what is happening. The Osama bin Laden story is a sad story for America, not in the fact that we killed anybody. We didn't kill anybody. He died from Marfan syndrome. What's really sad is that this has to be pulled off again as a PSYOPs technique at a time when a president found himself with very low ratings, low economic condition. We're not in a great economy, huge unemployment. And once again, the intelligence community comes in, and this is not all of the intelligence community because we have 16 major departments, 14 of them are Army, and we have the CIA, and they're compartmentalized, and this doesn't include all the CIA. So you have to understand that the advice that a president gets comes from a certain group or certain elements. And to be using that advice at this point to come out with Osama bin Laden and in a time when we really have crises in our hand, you have the issue in Libya. We have our own national security. Our biggest national security issue isn't not Osama bin Laden. It's not even the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. It really is at home, which is our debt. Our financial situation is not great. And our biggest national security issue, if you ask anybody in the military and you ask any of the generals or anybody I work with, they'll tell you the biggest national security problem is our financial situation. The budget in DOD, Department of Defense, has blown out of proportion.
Sure.
We have products and projects that don't belong there. We have an intelligence community that relies too heavily on electronics and not on humans. The greatest asset that one can have in this country against terrorism, where, by the way, there is no such thing as a war on terrorism because terrorism is a tactic, not a strategy, is really intelligence, human intelligence. That means penetration. And ironically, one of the best operatives we had was a woman who in the 1960s was studying in Indonesia and probably worked for the CIA and worked for the East-West Institute, which was funded by the CIA, and that was, ironically, the president's mother, and who had been doing a PhD and was a very brave woman. I mean, I don't know why the president never mentions this, but looking back at her history and what she had done, is no question that a single white woman going into a Muslim country in the 1960s had to be exceedingly brave.
That's dramatic all by itself.
Of your agents that, you know, we had in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and that is really quite formidable. So why President Obama decides to do a PSYOPs operation on the American public at this point in time, I have no idea, other than the fact we don't need it, we're tired of it, we're disgusted, and there's going to be a blowback.
Let me ask
the Republicans and Democrats.
Well, let me ask you this, Steve. Why didn't the Republican Party, let's throw a partisanship into this and make it a political issue. Why didn't anybody from the Republican Party say, the president's come out two Sundays ago, he's made an announcement that we got bin Laden. Folks, bin Laden died years ago. This isn't true. Why don't they make it a political issue? I guess they're trapped. They can't, can they?
Well, you have to understand the nature of a politician. You're not getting the bravest and most honorable people there in politics. Usually the people go into politics are those who really, by their nature, are panderers, and then they want to be liked. And if you want to be liked, you really have to make certain that you're going to be liked by the public and you don't stand out and do something as foolish or it seems as what I'm doing to you and saying to the American public, look, let's wake up. This is nonsense. And let's get ahead with our own budget. But the truth of the matter is we don't have an effective opposition. It really doesn't matter whether you have Republican or Democrats. What we really need is a third party, and we haven't had a third party. Unfortunately, the Tea Party was co-opted by the Republicans or other elements. So, yes, this would be a propitious time for a democracy to stand up and say, look, this is not real. But we don't have that, George. And unfortunately, that's really the lesson that we have to learn, that whether you're Democrat or Republican, it really doesn't make any difference. You have a PSYOPs or a stand down or a false flag on both sides.
And what about this theory, Steve? What about this one?
Sorry.
What about this theory that we have a president who may have been set up? They may have duped him. They may have said, okay, he's right on the cusp. His popularity is waning. This could push him over this could just sink his administration. If we can convince him we've done this, that we found bin Laden, and later we leak it out that he died a long time ago, we'll make the president look foolish. let's do it like that. Because I saw something two Sundays ago when he announced this, and he said, we've got the body. He didn't sound like a guy who knew we were dumping that body in the ocean. Could he have been duped?
It's possible. You know, George, anything's possible. One of the problems when you have a PSYOP scenario like this, which doesn't really unfold logically, internally, not from our point of view as the observer, is that it can go either way. And I think the president really did not understand the issue at hand, nor were his advisors very good on this issue, because this would never have happened under Bush Sr. or under Nixon or under Reagan or under Carter. It just wouldn't happen because the controls were so tight. The agency, although Carter had fired 4,000 personnel in the intelligence division, there still was Brzezinski and Cyrus Vance to run on top of it. At this point, you don't really have a very effective Secretary of State. You have an exceedingly effective Secretary of Defense, Gates, who probably should have stopped this from the get-go. But he didn't, and Panetta and others let it go through. The president bought it, and I think you may be right. But at this point, it's on my part, it's total speculation. But it would be really an incredible game of saying, okay, well, if the president's going under, then who's going to come in? And the Republican format right now is not all that impressive. You don't have candidates who really can come in. And quite frankly, the American public is turned off to Congress and the presidential elections. This would be more to the advantage of a storyline. I think you're correct. He didn't respond accordingly, and he really wasn't on top of the storyline. But it can go either way, George. But from my point of view, it really was a major faux pas, very dangerous to play this kind of game again.
And you know, the so-called reports from Al-Qaeda basically saying that he's dead or Bin Laden's son, possible setup, what might they be?
Well, it's all part of a psyops. I mean, the Bin Laden family is known to have worked with the Carlyle Group. They're really very integrated into American economy. They still own a major construction company in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is very tightly connected to our intelligence organizations. And there are the real issue here is not so much Osama bin Laden. From a strategic point of view, this issue is really not that important. It's a tactical issue. And again, from an internal point of view, it's far more important that they did a PSYOPs operation against the American public. But the real issue now is Pakistan and the destabilization of that area. And now we have a destabilization occurring in Syria, which we have to address very quickly because 878 people were killed, 9,000 have been arrested. Bashar Assad, who's also a physician, interestingly enough, we doctors occupied a lot of dictatorships and leadership positions in the third world and other places. And we're confronted with all kinds of issues that are destabilizing in the Middle East, including the fact that Hamas has reunited with the PLO or Hamas, Fatah, and you have Egypt, which will shut off gas to Israel. And so all of these issues are mounting very quickly for us, not to consider, for example, this point where we have China as an issue and the economic rise of China and what Russia is doing in Central Asia.